It's early morning of March 14th, 2007. Most people are sleeping, but there's a small pocket of folks watching the final episodes of Wrestling Society X on MTV, aside from one. This is episode 262, Wrestling Society X, the end of Wrestling Society X. I'm Tyler Fudge.
And I'm Travis Fudge, and I really wish that you just said, the end of wrestling.
This is the end of wrestling on MTV. You can support the show by joining our Patreon or donating to our PayPal, thefutterationpodcast@gmail.com. You can stick around for shoutouts at the end of the show. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by searching The Futteration. T-shirts at whatamaneuver.net. And not to forget the music by the great... I almost said the late great. Electric Downfall.
Channeling Rock 97.7 energy right there when they were hyping up the new WWE show coming. I only told Danielle about this. All right, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
So they're playing theme songs, eh?
Yeah.
To hype up the...
Oh, like wrestling theme songs?
Yeah, yeah. Like just between ad breaks.
Yeah.
First one, CM Punk's Cult of Personality. Hyping up the WWE show.
That's fair. He's not in WWE anymore, but okay.
Then it's Chris Jericho.
Judas?
No, Break the Walls Down.
Oh.
So, like, still, but at the same time, if you're an inside fan, you're just like, this is hilarious.
Neither one of these guys are in WWE.
And then they're like, and then there's another one. Like, he's like, oh, the great CM Punk and the great Chris Jericho. And then they're talking about, oh, Canadian bands that do wrestler themes.
Our Lady Peace.
Fucking whatever comes on. And I'm like at work with the radio on just going like, oh my God.
Whatever
why?
You want, whatever like you
they,
got.
Where are they going with this?
Yeah, are they
going
to mention him?
And the radio VJ's like, the late, great, controversial Chris Benoit came out to Our Lady Peace, and here's Innocent. My Our Lady Peace. And I'm just like sitting there like containing myself like what in the fuck did I just hear?
Did they mean to like do all this and then add the Innocent song at the end?
It all just made no sense. And then like I just love the late great but yeah, controversial Chris Benoit. Only in Northern Alberta would you get someone still showing love for Chris Benoit on something public.
Dude, I mean like we do. But I mean, we're Northern Alberta as well, so. So fuck it, you know what I mean? As far as I know, there's only one dead dude in Wrestling Society X, and that's Sakota. So there's not too many of the late greats. There's really not too many of the greats.
Does anyone know if Teddy Hart's alive still?
You know what? I don't know. Who fucking knows?
Joey Ryan.
He's alive. He's working at Disney for a bit.
No, he got fired.
Yeah, but he's not...
He was working at Disney.
Yeah, yeah. For a bit. But have you seen the new Vampiro action figure that Lucha Republic's releasing that comes with the Wrestling Society X title?
No.
And he's modeled after Wrestling Society
X? Didn't see this, no.
No?
You'd ought to show it to me.
That's what I'm going to look for now, actually, to see what I can find here. It looks like... I think it's a dope-looking action figure.
Lucha Republic, have they done any other action figures?
Yeah, I can't name it right out. They've done another Vampiro one because one of the selling features is that the head of this Vampiro figure fits on the old one.
Wow.
So you can switch it all up. Let's see. Because it's just showing me the old Vampiro. That's fucking stupid. Okay, well, Travis, I'm sorry to have
fucking
baited you in with this.
God damn.
There is one. I know there is one. I assure you, after minutes and minutes and minutes of looking for this figure, that it is real, and I will send it to you when I find it. I will find it one of these days, and I will. I feel like I sent it to the gym. I might be able to find it. But anyways, either way, it's dope looking.
Slip it to your DMs from gym.
Slip it to your DMs. But no, there's like a couple heads. It comes with the WSX title. It's got the skull and crossbones on it. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But we are obviously here to talk about Wrestling Society X, the last three episodes 8, 9, and the unaired finale, episode 10. Which, why would they have decided to not put one last episode on in the middle of the fucking night? It would have been, I think, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why not?
Why not?
I don't understand. It made no sense to me at the time, especially with all the high stakes.
Yeah. The matches
episode 10 had.
Yeah.
Episode 10 had all of this stock footage that was shown during the entire season of, like, the piranhas and the exploding cage. Like, you saw, like, footage of it at the beginning of the season and stuff. So, from the very get-go, you're like, oh, when's that going to happen? Well, joke's on you. Like, you're never going to fucking see it.
You'll never see it if you don't buy the DVD that comes out in, like, I think it's November.
I remember at the time. Yeah, like, I remember at the time feeling, like, gypped that you get episode 1 to 9, but you can't get 10, which had those two fucking matches on it.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, let me scroll through my notes. November 13th, 2007 is when the DVD came out that had the last episode. Gotcha. It has all the Wrestling Society extras on it. And it also has some unaired matches, so which is pretty cool. But nonetheless, we are here. We're going to start episode 8, which aired at 12:30 in the morning, March 14th. It did a 0.4 rating. And if you remember from weeks prior, that 0.4 rating has been the running rating for these last episodes on this night. So they the first episode did a 0.6, but the rest of them did a 0.4. So, I don't think there is also much to recap as to what's been going on between now and then. Like, we did have the debut of Ricky Banderas,
and though. The cartel,
yes.
And Cartel's
and the
new.
Fish. So, they have shown up. Vampiro and Ricky Banderas are obviously, you know, they're going through the motions here. They're having their feud. The cartel and Los Pochos Guapos?
Pochos Guapos.
Los Pochos Guapos, yeah. They're having their feud as well.
Matt Sydal found a letter from Lizzie Valentine.
From a fan.
That 70s team is like the highest ranked tag team in all of Wrestling Society X.
And we'll never see Do It For Her again.
No, they were on WSS Extra.
They're on facing one episode of the regular show.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Really put their stock into that future WWE champion there, Tyler Black.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The show doesn't work, and like the things that do work on it don't seem to get the push or the rub from anyone.
And it's also the downfall of recording a wrestling series a year before it airs, because you really don't know what's going to get going, because as we discussed in prior episodes, the crowd seems to be all plants. You know what I mean? They don't seem to be anybody that really paid money to be there. All the girls are super hot. You know, the dudes are catching fucking wrestlers like they're champs. It just doesn't seem to be very up and up. Who knows? Anyways, this episode 8 is hosted by none other than future WWE mainstay, Pitbull. He's been on so many WrestleManias.
Wow, good for him.
You didn't notice Pitbull was the person?
I did. I just didn't know that he was on many WrestleManias. I knew he was on a couple.
I mean.
It's always like a featuring guy.
Yeah.
Featuring Pitbull.
Yeah.
Flo Rida and Pitbull.
Yeah. But I will say, I wasn't upset that Pitbull was on commentary. There was much worse commentators.
He tried. He put some effort
knowledge.
In. Yeah, he had some knowledge. Yeah. Yeah.
He's just dropping like these names. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? That's like somebody came and worked at my old boss from 10 years ago. Came in and started talking about Satnam Singh. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
That's random.
Of all the fucking people in the world, you know Satnam Singh? Because like we were talking about a WWE show. And he just starts naming off all these wrestlers. He's like, is Undertaker going to be there? And me and one other guy that were going, they're just like, nah, he's retired. He's like, what about Brian Pillman? I know he's dead. What about Macho Man? No, he's dead. Ultimate Warrior, he's dead. Hulk Hogan, he's racist. Right? It's all these
things.
He's like, British Bulldog? No, he's dead. Dynamite Kid? No, he's dead. I was like, what are you, just naming off Stampede dudes, you know? He's like, Satnam Singh? I was like, the fuck, dude?
Controlling you.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Once you said the Satnam Singh thing, I was like, oh, you know all these dudes are dead. You're just fucking with me. And Ben, okay. I got you. I know this. But they show footage of last week, the cartel attack, Los Poch. Listen, you know what? I'm going to call him LPG. Just
call
because.
Potch.
Potch. Potchquap. No, fucking. No. LPG is what I'm going to call him. They have a brawl last week. And so the LPG come out and they call out the cartel. This leads to a match where the announcers would drop a bomb on us, saying that to expect tag team titles very soon.
Yes, heard this. Are we, though? Are we really to expect tag team titles?
Are you being, like, facetious? Because this company shuts down in a matter of hours?
I am not full of feces.
I'm not full of feces. Technically, you are, sir. 13 pounds full, actually.
You call me fat?
Yes. You're fat in the ass, bro. I will say, not being a huge fan of Aaron Aguilera, the dude did a pretty dope springboard, and it kind of...
His slingshot elbow is fun.
Yeah, like, the dude threw out a couple things in this match, you know, in the, 5 minutes and 40 seconds that this match went on. The dude did throw out a couple moves. I'm like, okay, you're still really clumsy, but, like, I can see why people were like, okay, let's hire you. You know, you got a lot of chances and never capitalized on one, so...
No, he's got a good comeback. That seems to be like a good hot tag.
Yeah.
Like, that's about what he's got. Chaos did a Poison Rana right towards the finish of this match.
Yeah. Yeah, not something you see a lot of back here in these days. Like, there was Poison Rana's done, you know, during PWG and things like that, but, like, you know, how many people really seen PWG, to be completely honest with you?
This is a Poison Rana on television.
Yes.
In 2007.
Yes, that was definitely not seen. Definitely not. But he would, Chaos would end up getting hit with the Pelican Beach Driver.
Pelican Bay Driver.
Pelican Bay Driver.
Yeah.
And the cartel would pick up the victory.
Which was the pile driver.
Yes.
Essentially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, giving it a fancy name because probably the people that are watching this don't even know the names of these moves anyway, so let's just call them whatever we fucking want. Nobody's going to know the difference. So, you got anything else to really say? There's nothing.
No.
This is not the last time we're going to see these guys.
Delicato is good. Little Cholo is just a dude. Like, the cartel is just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, two, like, of them, you don't even fucking, they don't even wrestle. I don't even know their
names. Big Chapo, Big Gua, I don't know.
I think El Chapo, maybe. No, I don't think El Chapo. That's the name of the dude of the Mexican cartel.
The cartel, though, they do make Chaos sleep with a fish once again.
Yes. That is the one good thing that the cartel has, is this whole fish gimmick. I fucking love it.
They also gutted the fish, too. So, thankfully, he didn't have to deal with any rotten guts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can just pick it off his chest.
They're very polite.
Yeah. I heard a rumor that after Vic Grimes bit his, they're like, well, let's at least make it easier for him to eat anyways. We'll gut it. We'll debone it. There you go.
Vic Grimes got really sick. He stank our washroom up. No one could shower.
He tried to kiss the girls with his fishy mouth.
Couldn't even wipe his ass. We just had to spray it off in the shower.
Hose him down. Speaking of Vic Grimes, we would be, you know, we would bear witness to the absolute worst backstage segment known to mankind. Probably, definitely the worst one I've ever witnessed.
You'll see some just as bad ones leading up to the final episode, too.
Well, I will say none of them. This is the only one that sticks out in my
really?
Mind.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. This one is just so bad. It's between Hawk, Alcatraz, Cannon, and Vic Grimes, and just Hawk, I couldn't understand a fucking word he said.
Luke Hawks talks like Chet Hanks.
Oh, but fucking Chet.
Like he's from fucking Trinidad.
Yep. He equates that to his nannies growing up.
I know. Atlanta just did an episode about it.
Oh, did they? Yeah. I got this from Channel 5. They did an interview with him.
Yeah, Chet Hanks was in the episode, too.
Oh, really?
But otherwise, Eric Cannon, Vic Grimes, and Alcatraz, yeah, they seem like this... people that I wouldn't fuck with.
No.
Eric Cannon seems like he would probably, like, slit your throat at the, like, just, like, out of nowhere, just in a fit of rage, and just, like, all of a sudden channel back to a normal, calm demeanor.
You know, Vic Grimes come by, you know, starts licking the blood out of your neck, and it's like, oh, taste something good.
Getting dropped off that fucking balcony, did a number on his brain.
Just scrambled.
Pure Campbell.
He is a fried egg on the sidewalk, sir. But no, something too that how did I get down here in my notes? Either way, this would lead us to Jack Evans breakdancing for Lacey. Tornado, human tornado, that is, takes offense to his moves, if you will, and they agree to a dance off in 15 minutes
after the main event.
It doesn't happen.
It's on WS Extra.
Doesn't happen.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
No, it does. It happens on WS Extra, but like, it's like, the fuck? Like, could you at least preface that it's going to happen on W? Did they say it was going
to
happen on WSS?
You're just supposed to know, Tyler.
Fair enough.
We have a sophisticated audience here.
Yeah, really fucking sophisticated, bud. Really sophisticated. From the minds of Room Raiders. And next comes Wrestling Society X.
Wow, that kind of rhymed.
Yeah, fucking A. I should fucking MTV, give me a call, man. I'll write your fucking intros. Yeah, come on. But either way, up next is the WSX title match between Ricky Banderas and good old Vampiro. This would be the longest running match in WSX history. It runs for 11 minutes and 15 seconds. Now, I don't even know if this match had any edits, really, or like very few, because really, do you think Vampiro and Ricky Banderas are going to do more than an 11-minute match?
It had.
They might have done like a 15-minute match. You know what I mean? Like, but
there,
like,
there were moments where like just like dull, like when they'd like would fall off of the apron.
Yeah.
They'd fall off the apron, and then all of a sudden they'd stand up. Well, there was one point actually. Oh Jesus Christ! Where is it in my notes here? Yeah. When they're at the stage that Pitbull performed on, there's the light tube table, eh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Vampiro gets powerbombed through it, and then we get a reaction shot. Sorry, I had a cold brew and
Made
me all burpy.
I got you.
Yeah. And anyways, he powerbombs Vampiro through this light tube table on the stage, and we get a reaction shot from play-by-play, which is like 2 seconds. Next shot, we see Vampiro's already up. Bloody
no,
back.
That's true.
And it's like he either no-sold that fucking powerbomb through a light, like, through light tube table. It was a great visual. It's good. Yeah. Good spot.
And while we're talking about the edits in this show, we might as well preface that, like, that has to be one of the main reasons as to why the matches on these shows are just horrible. You know what I mean? Like, they're not fun to watch because the matches themselves, I'm sure, like, you know, you take a 2-minute match that's there, it's probably, you know, 8 to 10 minutes, really. You know what I mean? Like, and it's edited down to be this 2 minutes. And the match is not meant to be consumed in that way.
No.
So, therefore, the things aren't going to have the levity that they were meant to have when putting the match together. The finish is not gonna you know, follow this ebb and flow that these guys wanted to follow to get you up on your feet. It's just all trying to be excitement all the time. And it's a shame because, like, it's MTV. They don't know the difference.
No, it's catered to people with no attention span, right? And when you watch this, from someone that's used to watching traditional wrestling, you watch it and you can't go on a ride with these guys, you know? Like, you can't tell a story. You don't understand why certain things happen. It's just moves, 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 explosion, camera cuts, smashes. Like, that's all it really is. You know, it's like pure grit. It's like the worst part of the Attitude Era.
Yeah, it's, especially the special effects.
The special effects are really bad.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Especially
they're
for 2007.
Rent. They should not be that bad for 2007.
No. Look at what Jurassic Park was doing in 1993.
Now, mind you, MTV usually runs reality shows, low-budget shows.
That need no effects.
Yeah. Exactly. So then they get this Wrestling Society X show. I'm sure a couple people are kind of asking for a little more money than would be desired. Like, I'm sure Six-Pac's not getting lowballed.
There's Vampiro's no way.
Vampiro's not getting lowballed.
No.
Like, you just got to think about that.
Yeah. I would imagine that those two dudes are the bulk majority of their...
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, I'd imagine the bands got paid. Like, they didn't do this as, like, a Tonight Show thing.
The band might, they get paid, I'm sure, but they're also affiliated with MTV.
Yeah.
Or it's the record label, I'm sure, in some sort of way.
Yeah. Because, like, you take it, if a band goes to, like, MTV's, you know, Total Request Live, I don't think, like,
it's probably the only way that MTV allocated a budget for the show is to get bands on there promote their shows and their albums, you know?
Yeah. Probably.
Because I'm sure every artist that comes on Wrestling Society X probably have, like, some sort of album coming out.
I'd imagine so.
Right? Like, that would make sense.
But see, now, this is 2006. It was made in, like, January 2006. Didn't air till January 2007.
Well, that's just their own fault, right? If things worked out perfectly, then I'm pretty sure Black Label Society had an album come out in 2006, so that would make sense.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Shot to Hell came out in 2006. Yeah.
Thought so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'd imagine that everybody, you know, who knows, maybe Good Charlotte's album is supposed to come out in 2006, but it got delayed in 2007. Really, who fucking knows?
You know, like, singles get released, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck. You know, you never know.
Well, you remember...
Maybe The River came out like 6 months before the album came out.
Yeah, could be. Could be. You remember when the Madden, I think 2004, had Action by Blink-182?
Well, I mean...
But it was... You know what I mean? But it's feeling this?
It sounds familiar. Like, I don't remember what game had it.
I remember that song.
Action by Blink-182 being a thing, though.
Yeah. That was because of Madden 2004.
Ah.
Because that was a song on Madden 2004, but it was called Action, and it had, like, the Superman intro was more prevalent. And it was, let's get ready for some action.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only remnants of that song being action before. But, you know, yeah, like, shit like that happens all the time. But anyways, back to this fucking match, anyways. There's two coffins around the ring, one with explosives and one with barbed wire. Now, I say this because at the end of the match, when fucking, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself, but Ricky Banderas wins and Tombstone's Vampiro through the coffin, it both has barbed wire and explodes.
Well,
so, like,
that's why they say, I think Vampiro rigged that one himself.
Oh, they did have a little fucking discussion
that's what they
like
say
that.
After that happens, yeah.
That's true. That's true. No, that's fair. Speaking of announcers, too, Pitbull. He says that Ricky Banderas looks like Hellraiser, which is not even close.
He also dubs this Karma Match.
Karma Match.
This is a Karma Match.
Karma Match, yeah. Yeah, let's preface, by the way, that Hellraiser is not a person. Hellraiser's name in the movie Pinhead is the name of the person.
Yeah, and Hellraiser does not look like Ricky Banderas whatsoever.
Not at all, not even close.
Looks more like Rocky Dennis. Or like Tommy Wiseau if he got burned up.
A yolked Tommy Wiseau?
Tommy Wiseau is yolked.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and I've got a six-pack.
Well, he was yoked.
What, ripped?
Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah. I doubt
Wasn't he?
No. He might have been skinny ripped.
He had sex
ripped.
Scenes in the room, didn't
that
he?
That doesn't mean he's ripped, though.
I don't know. I haven't seen the room in a long time. I thought he was ripped.
Yoked is big.
Big.
Big, thick. Thick, big daddy muscles. Big daddy muscles. But yeah.
Well, anyways, Tyler, let's talk more about Ricky Banderas' big daddy muscles.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful. Big and beautiful. Big, beautiful muscles.
They work well together in this match, though, I thought.
They do,
It was a pretty fun match, all in all. A lot of brawling, a lot of running around the ring, slamming into shit. Like, it is a Wrestling Society X main event.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, through and through.
I liked when Vampiro grabbed Ricky's throat during a dive and he chokeslammed him. Like, just seeing that visual itself was great. Mm. And the fact that they would air a Dragon Gate vignette during the match after a commercial break. They would air a fucking vignette in the middle of the main event match.
The picture-in-picture one where, like, they're talking, you mean? Or, like...
No, where it's that they're talking about Team Dragon Gate having a match with Filth and the Fury.
Did it cut away from the whole match, or was it just like an inset square?
It wasn't an inset square for me.
Okay, no. Because I reverted to the YouTube because my copy, the audio sync was out of whack.
I'm on the YouTube too.
Yeah, that's where I was watching. It was on YouTube. By the way, yeah, if you want to watch any of this stuff, it's all on. There's a Wrestling Society X YouTube page, as far as I can tell. No, it's not.
There's a guy, like an independent guy, that has all 10 episodes uploaded, and it's in a playlist.
Yeah, so it's very easy to check out, very easy to watch. All you gotta do, like, literally, type in Wrestling Society X full episodes. First thing that'll pop up will be that playlist. We already talked about the finish of this match. We already talked about the stage and the table with tubes. So, like, there's really nothing else to say about this match other than the fact that Ricky Banderas becomes WSX champion, the longest reigning WSX champion in history, and he would retire with the WSX championship.
And that explosion was, in fact, the Quiznos Slamwich of the night.
Jesus H. Christ. That fucking gimmick. The Quiznos Slamwich of the night. Like, that's absolutely
fucking
dreadful.
And that's
not
the end of the show.
Yeah.
We'll say that that was the Quiznos Slamwich of the night.
Yep. It's true. Like, it's true.
We couldn't fit a Quiznos ad break in this entire show. No. But we're going to put it in right at the end of the show.
What that tells me is that Quiznos catered. So, like, what everybody was eating back there was Quiznos.
Fucking A.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Can I work for Wrestling Society X?
Have you ever had Subway cater anything?
Yeah.
It's the most garbage subs in the world.
I know, but
it's the cold cut trio and just, like, all veg, like, tomato and lettuce fucking sub.
Who cares? Subs, dude.
Submarine sandwiches, bruh.
I know.
Because it's shaped like a submarine.
I know. I'm aware of what a sub is, Tyler.
Yeah, maybe I'm telling the people, you know, there's one person that's listening right now that had no idea that a sub stands for submarine sandwich.
Well, you're going to learn today. There you go. You know better now. You're going to go to Subway and educate those sandwich artists.
Yes. But anyways, what that tells me is Quiznos fucking catered and they didn't pay enough to get an ad during the break. Or they obviously didn't pay MTV the money. It was paid to, like, the Wrestling Society X entity. You know what I mean? So it's like very little the Quiznos probably pay. It's probably just the catering. And it's like, for catering, ad every fucking show. I'm surprised it wasn't, like, plastered on the fucking ring. Quiznos. Anyways. This will bring us to episode 9. It's now 1 a.m. on March 14th, 2007. We have dropped a point in the ratings. It's now a 0.3 from the 0.4 from the last two episodes. We are joined today by the historic Styles P.
Yes.
And really, I say historic while I Google who the fuck this man is. He was in a hip-hop group called The Lox.
No way! The Lox?
Yeah, with Jadakiss and Sheik Lounge.
Never heard of him.
Or Sheik Looch.
Sheik Looch.
You've heard Jadakiss, though.
The name sounds familiar, but I can't tell you a damn thing about her.
Oh, The Lox was managed by the Rough Riders and signed to Bad Boy. But Styles P, actually, one day ago, goes viral. What is this? After footage of him trying to protect a black woman from cops set the internet ablaze. Fair enough. They call him a legendary rapper, so I guess me saying he the historic Styles P just is, I guess that's a thing.
Well, you were accurate, okay?
I was accurate. I'm going to edit out everything.
You should.
And
you
just make
should.
Myself seem.
You should respect Styles P.
Styles P tries to calm the woman being arrested by saying, "Sister, relax, loosen up." Before he, then he starts. Standing inches away from a police officer, he shouts, "You a hoe, dog. You's a whole bitch." Oh, that is great. That is great. "You a hoe, dog. You's a whole bitch."
Referring to the woman or the cop?
The cop. The
awesome.
Cop. Oh, Jesus H. Christ. That is fucking absolutely fantastic.
Well, anyways, he's a real wrestling fan, too, because his favorite wrestler, Ivan Putski.
Right? Like,
oh, I was right on. Like, this dude was already, like, okay with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. No.
Already.
When you throw out Ivan fucking Putski, who, at this point in time, the most relevant Ivan Putski has ever been was having a match with his fucking son. One night. And his son...
Scott!
Didn't his son Scott get injured that night, too?
No, that was Ground Zero,
that was
man.
Ground Zero.
That was Ground Zero.
Pillman,
got
right?
injured.
Pillman?
No, Brian Christopher.
That's who I meant, sorry.
Yeah, Brian Christopher.
Pillman.
Yeah.
Pillman's against fucking Goldust on that show.
Yes, he
Brian,
is.
Yeah, Brian Christopher is who I meant. Anyways. Yeah, no, I agree. Styles P was actually pretty good. No complaints at all. Alcatraz and Luke Hawks, though, against Eric Cann and Vic Grimes. It was pretty. There's this mysterious lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's wearing a mask, and they called her something Grimes. Like Nikki Grimes or something like that.
Yeah, that's Vic Grimes' daughter, I guess.
I guess.
Fair enough.
Apparently somebody would fuck Vic Grimes. And the only other thing I can say is Alcatraz almost looks like a Californian monk with his haircut. It's like bald on the top, and then he's just got like the Great O'Con hair going down.
The
just,
Great O'Traz.
Jesus Christ. Fucking goddamn.
Anyways, I called this team Lucatraz.
Lucatraz.
I was having fun with this because I hated it so much.
Lucatraz, Alcahawks.
Yeah, the Alcahawks.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah.
God. Yeah, sweet.
It's stupid. This whole match is fucking
stupid. We got something out of this.
Exactly. Oh. So, like, why would we even fucking... There's nothing else to really talk about this. Although, like,
You're talking
Vic,
about the light tubes?
Yeah,
okay,
Vic got
yeah.
sent through a light tube sign, which caused an explosion.
Live light tubes. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Like, what? These light tubes were, like, taped together in, like, a weird dysfunctional pattern.
They were taped together, Travis, with explosive tape. Remember Call of Duty where you'd have, like,
sure, but they said that they were live, like, on.
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
working light bulbs like that? That's a safety hazard,
that's,
my man.
That is. Wait till OH&S gets a hold of you, brother. But no, with that explosion, the best thing about that explosion was Styles P's reaction and saying that that should be illegal. That must be illegal. And, yeah, I mean.
Nothing excites Chris Kloss more than people getting excited, and then he can say, "Well, this is Wrestling Society X. Anything goes."
Yeah.
He's just like, "Yes. Yeah. Yes." Like, he gets foamed at the mouth for that shit.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm so glad we Googled Styles P. That was the greatest thing this show has ever done in its life. Hawks would pick up the victory after what they call the Doomsday Leg Drop, which is basically, you know, Doomsday Device, but with a leg drop.
Yes.
Los Pochos Guapos says they're sick of the cartel's antics. They tell the cartel to ditch the dead fish because next week it'll be a piranha death match that you'll never see. So yeah, you know,
the biggest feud in this show is Los Pochos Guapos really and the cartel.
Because even Vampiro and Ricky Banderas is done.
I think, well, Los Pochos Guapos has been on every, like, they've been there since day one.
Yeah,
they were on the first.
No, yeah, they were in the Rumble.
Yeah, so, like, they're almost in like every episode. They're so featured, it's unbelievable.
Oh, because at this point in time, Aaron Aguilera has been in the WWE.
I know, yep.
Right? So, of course, got to show that guy. That's someone might recognize. Too bad he's shit. Then we got Six-Pac versus Scorpio Sky. This match goes 2 minutes. There's not really much at all to say about it. Six-Pac just makes fucking easy work of him. They would even just like throw to at the end of it, because the match was technically so short, a impromptu interview with Lizzie Valentine and Matt Sydal, which is actually quite fitting because they're talking about Pac, because Liz, you know, as soon as Matt broke up with Lizzie, Pac walked in. They're somehow back together again, I guess.
Cooler heads prevail. This was the worst. Like, you talked about that other promo with the Luca Hawks or the Alka-Hawks. The Alka-Hawks. This, like, Lizzie Valentine, awful.
Yeah.
Terrible. Matt Sydal.
Lizzie Valentine's awful anyways.
Matt Sydal is so fucking bad in this.
But manages to be better than Lizzie Valentine.
Sure. If that's worth anything.
I'm sure to him it is.
Good, right on, man. Keep your third eye open, bro. Not talking to you. I'm just talking about, like, Sydal's.
I know.
Jesus Christ, you imagine how bad Mike Sydal would have been in this?
Mm. Oh, fuck. But yeah.
And then it ends with Matt Sydal, like, telling Lacey. It all started with this letter, and then it just, like, cuts right off.
Yeah, this is after Lizzie storms out after being asked if it's true that she fucked Pac. So, this would lead to a Human Tornado versus Jack Evans match following the breakdance competition that we never got a chance to see. That also ended in a draw, though.
Wow.
Yeah, as well as this match, which ends in a time limit draw, 10 minutes. So, second longest match in WSX history.
Yeah, and Styles P manages to say that he has never seen a match with so many moves ever.
Is, you know what, though? I wouldn't be shocked. The dude's watching Ivan Putski matches.
Yeah. He hasn't watched wrestling since he was like 7 years old.
Yeah, he hasn't watched wrestling since the fucking late 70s, for fuck's sakes. Fuck. This dude somehow fucking grew up in the, like, fucking, he went back to the future. But
guy doesn't even know who Hulk Hogan is.
No.
Just like totally washed it off the face.
Scott who? Scott who? I've never heard of Scott Putski. No, I mean Ivan Putski. Scott, I don't know who Scott Putski is.
Yeah, like, the match hits the 10-minute time limit, and then Fabian Kalin manages to turn heel, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had that forgot about. Yeah, he kind of turns heel, like, because of the time limit draw.
He's already a heel to me. I hate his guts.
I already hate his guts, so they just gave me a reason to fucking hate this dude. Another reason, really.
Because he says that he determines this match's draw.
Yeah, and he wouldn't let it continue. There's also a Poison Rana in this match as well. That also blows the minds of Styles P.
Well, it's one of the many moves that he's never seen.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
He's never even seen a Hurricanrana.
Yeah, there's a Dragon Sleeper as well. And just the way it is, too. Tornado puts Evans in the Dragon Sleeper. And it's you know, supposed to mean, you know, Evans is about to tap out. You know, but the time limit ends and he's saved by it. We get to see Matt Classic for, like, the first time. And the only time, really. Like, we've seen, like, a little vignette of him. But never did we see an actual, like...
Was he in the Rumble? Interview.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think, like, on, like, the third episode, they started playing a vignette for him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I remember seeing. So, but he's with Lacey. They get interrupted by Cicado, and he says that Dragon Gate is going to challenge Filth and the Fury, an exploding cage time bomb death match. Imagine, though, in 2007, hearing this.
And then...
Never getting to realize what this is.
Just waiting, just being like, wow, all right. I'll tune in for another 30 minutes. That's okay. I'll see this Piranha death match. I'll see, like, two death matches.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
There is a Stone College student out there somewhere that was so riveted by this, and I would love to talk to him just to know... Just to see just how he felt.
Talked to 10 people watching MTV on this night back in 2007.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be fucking fantastic. I don't know if I deleted some of my notes, but that's the last thing, right? On the show?
Yeah, that's it.
That's so weird.
That's it. The match.
That it ends with Matt Classic.
Match ends in a time limit, and then they just... air a like a little promo at the end.
Announcing a match for next week.
Awful. Yeah. Fucking terrible.
Terrible ending. Absolutely
that
terrible.
That six-pack match just threw the whole time frame of the whole show off.
It was only 2 minutes.
He went against the script, Tyler.
It was only 2 minutes. I suppose it might have made it too short. Fucking asshole. Fucking asshole. That would lead us, though, to the final episode of WSX. Episode 10. Obviously, we've been talking about it for the last 3 episodes. This episode was unaired. But by the time this episode came out, WSX has closed its doors. This would air, or the last episodes would air on March 17th. On June 17th is when they would finally just be like, yeah, no, we're done. And then obviously, like I said, this came out on November 13th, 2007. And really, Newfound Glory is the people... Well, the two people you don't know from Newfound Glory are on... The singer's not there.
Yeah.
No.
I was, like, confident that one of those guys were the singer.
I'm pretty That's sure fair. The singer's not there.
I always thought the singer looked weird, and I saw one of the weird-looking guys there, so I just... wow.
That's fair. I'm pretty sure the singer wasn't there.
All right.
But maybe he was. I don't know. Either way. I don't have any real input on like Newfound Glory per se.
They're an okay band.
No, I mean like the announcing, like my friends over you.
Yeah, I
like Newfound Glory. But yeah, no, as wrestling commentators, I'm like breathing through my notes here and I have not one thing about Newfound Glory. So that tells me that they weren't very memorable, but obviously couldn't have been that bad. Really. And since you haven't said anything, I'm going to say that you're
I was looking through my notes and I couldn't find a single thing either. So yeah, I guess perfectly mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Doing
right
exactly
on.
What they're there for to just Blend fill in. It. Yeah. Blend in, fill in holes, play a song for the crowd to get them hyped up for the
I
wrestling.
I think this is the same thing that I have for Zach Wilde. Nothing.
So oh, yeah.
Zach's there. He shows up with a glass of whiskey.
I think he had one sentence that he said that stuck with me in my notes before, but I think that's about it. But we would start off with the Piranha Tank Tag Team match between the Cartel and Los Pochos Guapos. And it's I mean, like, it's a Piranha Tank match.
So
if you've never seen one, it's not that great.
The goal of the match is to dunk someone's head into the tank of piranhas for 3 full seconds.
No, dunk anybody's, any part of their body, really.
Okay, well, dunk a limb, yeah. A body part, a head, their whole body, and preferably cover it, or yes, whatever the fuck was the plan.
Yeah, I think you would have to cover it.
But you got to do it for 3 full seconds,
yeah.
And then they win the match, so, yeah.
Because I know in Japan you had to cover, but it was more of a long fish tank, like
a
casket.
They have a pallet.
Yes, they have a pallet here, yeah. But there they would have, like, the cover of a fish tank or some bullshit. It's whether or not
didn't we review one with Hakushi?
Yeah. Yeah, we did do a piranha death match. I
Muda?
No. It was I think it was when we did the Japanese death match one.
Oh, okay.
And it might have been like the Patreon version of it. I don't know.
That's fair.
I do remember doing it though. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's not the most exciting of matches. You know what I mean? Because like, you don't really see a piranha attack anybody. You know what I mean?
No,
it's like,
no.
They just,
well,
they,
I mean, it's
are
just
they
like
even real piranha? I don't know.
It's anything for WSX. Everything is over exaggerated.
Yeah.
Like, are any of the explosives real? Like, I don't know. I can't tell.
I'm pretty sure it's just smoke.
The screen just goes white every time that an explosive happens.
Well, yeah, like when they had at the beginning of every show with the fire. It's like, was there actually fire there? I doubt it. Probably just like, that's where their budget went, really. Was getting the fire right.
Pyro.
Pyro.
Yeah, that's all they
want. Vampyro. But no, little Cholo, he almost dies. Senator saw between the tank and the stairs, thought he might die. There's a power bomb through a table in the corner by Aguilera. But really, Chaos gets thrown into the fish tank. Cartel covered with a pallet. And the ref counts to 3. And it's over.
I actually like the finish, though. Because
I like the finish.
Los Pachos Guapos had the upper hand in the ring. And Aguilera powerbombed Cholo through the table. And then he's winding up to clothesline Delicato from the ring into the tank. But he does just one simple dive, like, duck. And then he gets Chaos with the clothesline. So Aguilera costed him the whole match and the whole piranha
experience.
As
Aguilera really does all the time.
So I thought that was an apropos ending to Los Pachos Guapos because... whether it was the Cervasis or the Honeys or the Piranhas, Aguilera always fucked over Chaos.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I'm sure if we got a second season, we would have gotten the Chaos-Aguilera feud.
Yeah, for sure.
That, you know, you'd assume Chaos would win, but like they seem to have a hard-on for
they like
Aguilera.
Aguilera a lot,
I mean, but at this point in time, Chaos, though, has some exposure because he was in XPW.
Yeah.
And XPW, you know, did get a minor bit of exposure.
Of course they'd take XPW talent. Of course they would.
I think he's the only one, though.
Vic Grimes.
Oh, yeah. Vic. Well, yeah, I guess. But yeah, he was in ECW. I'm sure Vampiro was in fucking XPW at some point in time.
Yeah.
But speaking of Vampiro, actually, he would beat up Scorpio Sky and talk a little trash.
Yeah, Scorpio Sky is getting treatment from Six... he's getting the rub.
From everybody.
From Six-Pac and Vampiro here.
Yeah. Yeah, and this would lead to Ricky and him brawling around ringside. Really nothing to write home about, just brawls.
Scorpio Sky loses his pants.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Matt Sydal and Pac get into a little tilly. Pac comes out on top, backstage.
Okay, I gotta talk about this one. So to the back, like fucking speedy right after this Ricky Banderas Vampiro brawl. Six-Pac's talking to Lizzie Valentine, talking about his coffee breath, and asking her if she smokes.
Because, you know, if she smokes, she pokes, right?
I just like this Six-Pac's conversation starters back in 2006. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry for my coffee breath. Do you smoke? And then Matt Sydal busts the door down, gets his fucking ass kicked.
Beat.
After busting the door down. And then, pardon me for maybe doing a bad translation for this, but I think Six-Pac then says, I didn't want your pussy anyway.
I something like that, yeah. They might have. They might. Because, like, yeah, like, it's just like, as soon as this was over, I was like, oh, they're not. Pac's not into her no more.
This dude is like Bad Lieutenant. He's like Nicolas Cage now, man. He's unhinged.
It's great. And like, Matt Seidel is like the world's fucking biggest cuck.
He's the biggest simp in the world.
Yeah, like teen cuck. You know what I mean? Like,
holy fuck, man. That was amazing.
Just fucking the levels of give a fuck from fucking Six Pac is just outrageous. They announced that there will be another match between Jack Evans and Human Tornado, but the difference this time is that it will be the introduction of a high-flying focused championship.
Okay. Yeah.
Imagine this show having four championships. It's 22. Four. Yeah. There was three. The tag team title. Okay, yeah, three. Tag team titles. Yeah, yeah. Still, manage this show.
Yeah. Unnecessary. Titles. Tag team title, maybe, but not another
single
title. I can
understand a tag team title, yeah.
There's a lot of tag teams on the show.
Yeah, and it gives the tag teams a purpose instead of just being tag teams.
Yeah.
So here, might as well just get to it. The main event, the Exploding Cage tag team match. Tag team death match, I guess, is Team Dragon Gate, which is Horiguchi and Yoshino, taking on the Filth and the Fury, which is M-Dog 20 and Teddy Hart. 5 minutes and 3 seconds this would get. I'm sure this was edited down to fucking absolute oblivion because Teddy Hart just teleports to places.
Boom, 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 boom. All it was, like, this was a unfortunate loose frame of verbiage, but it was a... spot fest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a
spot
fest.
Like, Teddy climbs everything he can find. He does moonsault, shooting star presses off of it. It was so much. Like, I would love to see, again, I've said this through so many matches on this show. I would love to see the unedited version of this match.
On the DVD box set, that's what they should have had.
Yeah.
Like, every main event unedited.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you can watch the fucking, watch the you know, theatrical version.
Even if it
or
was
you can
like
watch the director's cut,
like unedited footage where you got like the timestamp on the bottom.
Oh no, you don't need that. You don't need that. You can get it. You, like, this is that's
no.
Lazy.
I'm just saying, even if that's what it was, like, yeah, just to have some sort of footage to be able to watch some of these matches, because. Yeah, it would have been interesting to see what the whole exploding time bomb death match would have been like, you know?
But. Yeah. It's just a shame. Like, because, like, there are moments in it that are really cool. You know, like, it's whatever. But this goes for... You got to go for the detonation button. Which I don't know is, like, 100% legit. Like in other exploding cage time bomb death matches? Like, is there a button you have to press?
I've seen Onita have a couple where they shoot rockets.
it's a little different.
No, usually it's the time limit. The time limit counts down, and I think in order to get through a 20-minute episode, you just have a button.
I guess. Yeah. Also... before you think this is grounded too much in reality, Sakota shoots fireball from his fingers.
Kyler, we already have a wizard on television right now. It's 2022.
It's 2007, bro.
We know that this is not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it's true, but like at the same time, it's like almost alluded that Jericho uses flash paper because it's ludicrous that he calls himself a wizard. But in this... It's supposed to be played off as if Sakota has powers.
I fully believe he's a master of the dark arts.
I mean, he did capture Team Dragon Gate and transform them in what?
Into
the same tag team
version of Team Dragon
Gate. Yeah, the same tag team to just win now.
Just more angry.
Yeah, through a Clockwork Orange levels means of torture.
Before this, though, Matt Cross handspring elbows himself into the cage, causing himself to explode.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So he starts seizing on the floor.
And then Teddy Hart, who is now blind from Dark Arts related fireballs, now thinks that the referee is Sakota and picks him up for some sort of powerbomb or something, right?
Well, he powerbombs him into the cage and into he gets blown up.
Yeah, so the ref is now blown up.
Yeah, you're blown up. You're blown up.
And then
up.
Teddy Hart gets sent into the cage, does he not?
Might have.
Because then Yoshino will climb up and start the time bomb.
Yeah, he would get the detonator.
Because then everyone's dead.
Yeah, they would leave the ring. Team Dragon Gate, you know, would get the win as, I believe it was M-Dog 20 who, or was it Teddy Hart that shielded M-Dog 20 or the other way around?
I think Onita M-Dog style. 20 shielded.
I think so too.
Teddy Hart.
Because he's the bigger of the two. But I mean, Teddy Hart does have those fucking fire resistant pants though. They do look like fucking like tinfoil blanket fucking shit.
Mylar.
Yeah.
Mylar pants. He's just sweating down just there. Gross.
That's why he's got cats to just follow him home from the scent. Right? He doesn't buy them. The chafing. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the chafing? But that is the end of WSX. That's the last thing they would ever play.
Yeah, wow. Little three-part arc action for you. Yeah. Right there.
Yep. The things kind of got off to a shaky end last week when we went to record and Travis's computer decided that it would now be fried.
Yes.
And not work anymore.
So now we're all wrapped up in a brand new computer.
Yep.
Ready for whatever new adventures we decide to go through.
Yes, and what coming up next on the Federation, we will be taking a look at the XWF. Was yes. I right in saying how I said
yes,
it?
Yes, sir. Okay, the XWF.
The Extreme Wrestling Federation?
I think so. I think so. We're going to have a lot more information because yes. This was actually a pre-show on the fly decision that we just coaxed yes. up. So
100%, 100%. We originally had either a show and a feud in mind. And when Travis said the XWF, I was like, well, okay, that sounds good to me. And we don't know how many episodes there are, so we don't even have a clue if we're going to do it all. But like we're going to do a couple episodes. We'll see how it goes to see if we want to continue watching it because I mean, I'm sure there's a reason why it's unaired.
Oh yeah. I'm sure there's a reason, but yeah, there's another new rebound coming at you after that WCW breakup.
Yeah.
So we're going to see if this one sticks or if it's just a little fling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks for that. But before we take off, we might as well give a shout-out to our Patreon family members. Our brother with the biggest cock.
Roaches.
Savage Fudge. His future so bright, he's only 7% other metal sterling silver fudge. That uncle calls it right down the middle, Mike the Ref Fudge. That's Uncle Justin, but why is he always thrusting JD Fudge? He wants to call father, but not for a dollar, Trox Fudge. Our doe-eyed cousins from down under, Corey and Trevor Fudge. And that guy that mom brought over and called uncle, Justin Roberts Fudge. And so, yeah, you know, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks to talk about the XWF, the Hulk Hogan, Teddy Hart, fiasco, really.
Teddy Hart?
Jimmy Hart.
Oh, man, can we see a Teddy Hart, Hulk Hogan promotion?
I would love to see a main event in 2000, whenever this was.
Five kitties take on Hulk Hogan tonight.
Teddy Hart, five pussies. They go after the largest arms in the world. But can Hulk Hogan hold all the pussies in the world in his large arms?
Brother, when I dropped the catnip down on the ground and I saw all you kitties bow down to me, I said, what you gonna do when I sweep up the catnip and spray you?
Do I smell dookie?
Oh, God, that's Noel's Bird, yeah.
I don't even know if that's the exact fucking quote, but what's that smell? And then the dude says, Dookie.
Yeah, yeah.
Dookie.
Thanks for blowing every fucking morsel of that in my face.
No problem.
That was great. But yeah, no, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Photo Rage Podcast, t-shirts at whatamaneuver.net. Not to forget to friend of the show, the late great Mitch Woolrich.
Late great yet controversial.
shit. No, he's not dead. He's not dead, guys.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, that's what I said earlier, right?
I
almost didn't mean to say.
So funny.
Oh, fucking hell. But yeah, no. Until next time, keep on rocking in the free world and.
Doot, doodle, doot.
Doot, doot.